Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Cherokee Billy, and welcome to the Sacred Path radio program. And we'll be talking today about the April Pink Full Moon, what its influence is going to be on you. And joining me is my dear friend Ray. Hello, Ray. Are you there? Uh-oh. We had this problem last week, and I can't hear you, Ray. Oh, wait. Give me a moment. It's me, not
okay.
You.
Okay.
Don't mind me. I'm not operating the studio control panel that well, but hey, it's been a crazy morning. Anyway, I'm glad you're here, and like I said, we're here to talk about this pink full moon. And, you know, one of the main things is how did this moon get called the pink full moon? It comes because of springtime, the flowers blooming, but there's a special one the Native Americans like called a phylox. I believe that's the name. And it's very pink, and it grows all over the ground. So this is kind of how they named it, because this was the season of that flower. And also it's known as the egg moon because, again, big time of fertilization. Everything was spring. Anything you want to add on that, Ray?
With spring coming, it's the beginning of what I call life, because in the winter everything is dormant, and with this, with the spring coming, everything, you know, it comes to life again. The trees, the flowers, the plants, everything comes to life.
Exactly. You know, and the influence of the full moon can be, many people feel it, but there is definitely an influence, the power of it around. And it's a lot of good things. You know, people always say it's negative and stuff. Now, anybody who's worked in the hospitals or the police department will tell you a lot of crazy things happen on the full moon. No two ways around it. So it does
Absolutely.
Play on people's emotions, but you don't need to let it do that for you. Now, we're coming to the end of Mercury retrograde here. On the 25th, it ends and passes. So you're coming up to a lot of intense emotions that have been around the last, well, 3 weeks. And this is a Scorpio full moon. I forgot to mention that as well. And it's got a lot of astrological effects on us. And, again, not all bad, but watch out for people that want to drain you, pull your energy down. Just try to avoid people like that for the next few days. And, you know, it's got an influence on the male and female very strongly. I don't know why the April moon seems to do this for this full moon more than any others. I don't really have an answer for it. It just is. But it's an opportunity for women to really go into their inner strength and intuition. And it's a good time where they can get guidance from God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all that's divine. They can get a lot. So ladies, tune into this time. It is important for you. You know, you can picture what you want to create. Start visualizing what you want in your life and write it down. Make a real move towards changing and making your life different than it has been. Also, romance can come in there as well. It isn't always a guarantee, but it's a possibility. You want to add anything there, Ray?
Yeah, just don't write it down, but just don't write it down and then take the paper and throw it away. Act on it. You know, you use common sense, which today that's not so common, but use common sense.
No, it is not.
And, you know, act on it. You know, just don't write it down. Actually act on it and do something, whatever it is you put down on the paper.
Exactly. You know, and after you write it, a good thing to do is, like, light a candle, burn some incense, send a prayer, send it up to the heavens. Archangel Gabriel is the messenger. Ask him to take it up for you. You know, make a real effort to see changes in your life. Don't just sit and talk about it or bitch about it. Make some actions. And that power of the full moon is a good time to do this. And one of the things, which I'll get in here for a moment about things that are coming for men, you know, it's a time for men to really embrace all of their energy, because like he was saying, you know, it's a time of coming to life, and it's very much so for men. The life force comes very strong on men at this time. And again, channel your inner strength, take, do some self-care, do things that will help you grow and expand. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, so think about how you can slowly build whatever you're wanting it to be. And it doesn't matter what age you are, young or old, it is always about you can change. You don't have to think, oh, I'm too old to make changes. Not true. Remember, it's always there for you. Ask for help.
Never too old to make changes. You know, make changes to the positive, not the negative or the whatever. Always change for the positive. I'm a prime example. I like to joke and saying I'm 21, but I haven't seen 21 in probably 55 years.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I must say, though, you still carry the inner child with you. You do.
Well, I've been told I act like a kid once in a while.
Yeah, that's that inner child. You let it out. And that's a good thing. Why not? You know, it's hard to always be a certain way.
As I always said, you know, I'm going to be a Toys for Us kids forever, if anybody knows that. Knew that store, Toys for Us, which mm-hmm. I don't think is around anymore. But you always got to, you know, you got to be, there's times to be serious and there's times to joke and laugh. You can't be serious all the time. You got to, you know, let things grow, no matter what it may be. Go back to school maybe, learn a different language. Whatever, and you're never too old for that. How many people you see graduating from college at in their 90s? I'm sure they're not going to go back to work. So, you know,
But they did it for their personal growth, and that's big.
And anytime you can get personal growth, that's the way to go. You know, and once again, there's that the spring. You know, you're growing, and you know, it's like Sinatra's song, you know, saying, you know, as he goes through spring, summer, fall, you know, and that's the way life is. You know, you grow with the spring. You pay attention to the moon and stuff like that, and you know, it helps.
It does. And I offer a special full moon spiritual life path reading. It's different than anything you've ever encountered. So if you're wanting to know where you're going on your path, you want to know what the angels say to you, what your power animals have to say, check out. I've got it on sale right now at CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. So don't miss out on your full moon reading. It could be a big changer for you. You know, and one other thing I want to point out, you know, you do have a lot of power within you. It just, sometimes you just can't see it. And that's where you need someone showing you, hey, here's where it is. Look, this is what's happening for you. And that can make a big difference.
Or dig down deep inside yourself. And you know yourself better than anybody else knows you. Dig down deep inside and say, okay, what the heck is going on? Let's grow. Let's, like the flowers. Let's grow like the plants. You know,
and that's a good way to approach it.
Let's do something productive. I know it gets tough at times to do that, but, you know, people have to do that stuff. You know, reach down inside.
Yeah, a lot of people are very afraid when they look deep inside. It scares them. Okay, so remember that. too, you know, but you shouldn't be afraid, but it can be frightening for many people to come that close to the core, to the real, true self. And often, it's not always easy, we'll put it that way. But again, you've got a lot of power here working with you. The energy of the full moon, the main archangel that works with the moon is Azrael, and he works on the waters of the world, and the moon controls the waters, so tapping into Archangel Azrael is always a good thing on a full moon. Ask for help and guidance.
Absolutely. Anytime you can get any help at all, even from other people, yeah, they say, well, you should do this, you should do that. Fine. Take your advice, but look at it and think about it yourself. Except for the angels. You know, if they tell you to do something, they're not out there to hurt you. They're only out there to help.
And they're there, and they are guiding us. Believe me, I was in prayer quite a bit prior to the program because my electricity kept going off, and I kept calling on certain angels to help and keep it on. And so far, they've done a great job. Thank you, angels, for helping. And I'm hoping this message helps someone today, you know, what we're talking about. Remember, it's always time to change the road that you're on, and you can change your path. That's why I call this the sacred path. Every one of us, you, me, Ray, we're walking that sacred path, whether you realize it or not. Every day of your life, that's what you are doing. And you can turn and make it into something much better than it has been. And there's that old poem by Robert Frost, The Road Less Traveled. And, I take the path no one's taken. That's the one that's going to lead you to the truth of who you really are.
Well, one of my favorite songs, as far as that goes, is Highway to Heaven. I want to be on that highway, and I want to go to heaven. On the other hand, when I was going to work, I think it was AC/DC that sang the other one. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely don't want to be on that highway.
Yeah, well, you got the yin and the yang. Whenever there's a positive, there's a negative. When there's a negative, there's a positive. That's the yin and yang of things. And, you know, keep pushing for the positive and keep believing in things that you just can't see or feel. The divine spirits are there. They are listening. They are surrounding us. It's called faith. And you got to hang on tight to that. And use this full moon to increase your faith. Challenge yourself to see what you can put out that you want to do, that you can change. And start. It can be something simplistic. It doesn't have to be big. It can be something very small. But just try to make a change.
Absolutely. I mean, it's anytime you can make a change for the better, it's always a good thing. Whether it's better at your job, going out for a walk every day, whatever it may be, just always try to change it for the better. I know sometimes it's hard to do that, but if you don't do it, you know you're stagnant. You're not going anyplace. You're not going to grow. You're not like the flowers or the trees.
Right.
You know, you're just not going to grow.
And, you know, part of what this full moon, the April one, does, it really shines a light on you. And if you can open up and say, okay, I'm willing to look at all parts of me and let that light come in, you'll get rid of many things that have been dragging you down, the things that lurk in the shadows, so to speak. Let that light, that pink light, come in and blow it all away.
And in this day and age, everybody knows that there's a lot of stuff that drags you down. We'll just say the news for a prime example. I mean, I've never heard so much negative on the news. You know, it's very rarely you get something happen, something good happen. Everything is mostly negative, and that just drags you down and beats you up and goes from there.
you know, we need to be aware of the world, but watching the news all the time can just drag you into a place you don't want to be. So I personally can't look at the news every day or listen to it or read it. I do try to catch up, and usually I find something through other people telling me. I don't really have to go looking for it.
I watch the news, but it's usually, as a rule, it's just for the weather, to find out what the weather's going to be like. Once the weather's over, the news goes off.
Right. It's a good thing. And the same for if you can take a break from your cell phone, turn it off at, you know, maybe make one day a week, like Sundays, a day where you turn it off and you become quiet, go within, and not always tuned to listening to it and that, you know, constant notification, whatever. It's too much of a demand and you don't realize it is. But if you can go back like we used to, where we didn't have phones following us around, they were on the wall or they were on a desk. We went to them. They didn't follow us everywhere we went with constant bombardment of things. And believe me, that is draining you, whether you think it is or isn't. It is. It's a constant pull. Turn off the cell phones when you can.
You know, technology is good, but I think right now technology has surpassed where we should be, because like you said, it just drains the living heck out of you. It's like planting
yes,
a garden
does.
And wanting the vegetables to grow, but you never water it. You know, if you don't water it, it drains the life out of the plant. If you continue with all the multimedia stuff, it just drains the life out of you, just like a plant.
Absolutely. It does. And, you know, I don't have a cell phone for many reasons, and people are shocked. But, you know, it keeps me from being tied to things so much. And it's changed the way people communicate, et cetera. Like, people don't leave voice messages. I don't understand that, but nowadays that's a big thing. And it's like, what's wrong with leaving a voice message saying, hey, it's me, call me back, you know, something like that. And yet people now, they'd rather text. It's all about silence, and real communication is lacking in our world, very much so. Real communication is very, very hard to come by. And if you can make a little vow that you're going to try to communicate more, you don't have to do everything, but start making an effort to communicate in real world, not through texting.
When you're texting, you're actually not talking to people. You're talking to them, but you're not saying, hey, how you doing? They don't hear your voice. You don't hear their voice. Nothing grows.
You don't pick up like a lightheartedness or if there's jokes. You know, you have to write LOL for someone to understand you're joking.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I have talked to people, and it's just not, I mean, I've talked to people on the phone and for a long time, and I just, it's not the same as actually physically, if you can, actually be there beside them, sit down, have a cup of coffee, and go from there. It makes things grow. It makes things grow. You're sitting there, you're looking at them face to face, and go from there. I know I see my son every now and then, not nowhere closer when I should, but when I see him, I can pick up stuff. Whether he's not feeling good, whether he's upset, whatever the case may be. But I pick up on stuff, you know, whether, you know, happy, sad, whatever. I can pick it up, where if you're texting, you can't. Or even
no.
If you're on the phone, which is better than texting, you still can't
Absolutely.
Pick up on stuff as actually looking at them.
No, but at least on the phone, like right now, how we're talking here live on the radio, our energy is interacting, you and me, and with God knows who else listening to this now and in the future. You know, there is a difference to it very much. And, I wish I could make people turn back to 10 years ago. People, they would at least leave a voice message. Now it's just not done. And I don't fit in today's world is how I feel, because I still use old-fashioned values and ways of being. And if that makes me antiquated, so what? I don't care. I'd rather be true to what I feel and who I am.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the modern-day stuff, technology is good as far as I'm concerned to a certain point, but it doesn't, it's not what it should be. Me, I'd like to go back, I don't know, to the 60s, and so I could call somebody and say, hey, what kind of plant food what kind of plant should I plant here, or what should I do about this, or what about the car? And cars are a prime example. Now they're coming out with cars that, they come out with they want to come out with all kind of electric cars, but what are they going to do when the batteries are totally worn out? Where are they going to put those batteries? It's just not any one thing. It's everything, and you have to grow. I understand you got to change in time, but, a lot of times, I wish people would go back in time to see how things were, what they had versus what they have now.
It's such a huge difference. It really is. And, we can't turn back, obviously, the clock, but we can try and pull back those core values, the things that luckily you and I, Ray, grew up with in a different time. I feel that people, the younger generation, especially the ones born over the last 30 years, they really don't know what life was like without all this technology. That's all they've ever known.
Right. And that makes a big difference. And not that we were all taught proper history, but the history, mostly it was true, not all of it. As I come to find out, because I love history, it teaches you stuff, it's as much as, you put the cabbage here this year and tomorrow, next year, you put the cabbage in another spot and you put the tomatoes there. So everything could be changed around all the time.
Well, and the soil,
it makes up, right?
It's the benefit of the different things being moved around. It helps with the soil. And, here
right.
We are talking springtime. It's time to be planting things and watch them grow. Take time working outside, be it flowers or vegetables or whatever. Plant something. That's always a good thing. Get your hands in Mother Earth. Put your hands in the dirt. Feel alive the life essence that is Mother Earth.
I mean, after all, we don't know. If you go to a store and you buy this, you buy that, and you really don't know what was sprayed on it, how it actually grew. You really don't know. You're hoping that everything's fresh, but it's not all the time fresh. To get the moon, rain like now here, it's chilly. But we got a lot of water, and that helped everything grow. Now the leaves are coming out and everything else, and it helps stuff grow. I mean, it's too cold right now unless you had a hotbed. Speaking of old fashioned, you had a hotbed, the plants are okay there, but if you just have them out, you got to cover them up and stuff like that.
Right, to protect them and, again, help them grow. And good symbolism of ourselves. We are growing. Even if you're an adult, you're still growing spiritually. Your soul does not keep time. It merely records your spiritual growth. So that's what you need to realize. Your soul is thinking different than you are in your physical body. And
right.
Take care of your soul.
And you always got to grow with life in general, whether it's, learning something new or doing something new or advancing yourself mentally. I know in this day and age, everybody is a little overweight or, whatever. Do something good to make stuff happen. Have yourself grow into something that you want to be. Not that you want to go back, to your 20s, but, grow. Like a plant outside, grow.
Well, that's, again, springtime, this full moon. These are the influences. And if you want to know more about this particular full moon, you can read my article on the website, CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com, where I write all about this moon. And, you can learn more about what it's doing. We're here giving you some pointers of what to do in a kind of a friendly way. We're here just kind of breaking it down, saying, okay, you can try this, you can try that. But always the moon is a good time, be it a full moon or a new moon. It's a good time to work spiritually. You can't go wrong.
And the spring is a time for new beginnings, always a time
Absolutely.
For new beginnings. Whatever it may be, you always want to try something new. You got to use common sense about it, but, you got to use, you got to try something new. It's time for new beginnings.
Absolutely. It is. And just keep that in mind that this is your time to grow. Take some time. Tuesday is the 23rd, is the full moon. Plan starting today what you can do, writing out what you want to put out there on the full moon. Start it today. Think about, I mentioned lighting candles, lighting incense. Get those things together. Get ready and do something really special for yourself, for your soul on the full moon. Make yourself a really lovely dinner, something that you make, not bought. That may be something that you can do to feed not only your body, but your soul when you're making and preparing food with love from your own hands. That's a very powerful thing. That's why home cooking is often considered the best. It has to do with the love that's infused into that cooking.
And that's a lot too, that people just don't cook at home like they used to. I mean, I wish I would have paid more attention to my mom, but the best thing I make is coffee in the morning.
Well, there you go. There's your extent. But that's okay. Not everybody can cook, but even if you made a grilled cheese sandwich, you could still infuse it with love. And that doesn't take great skill to make. It can be simple.
No.
It doesn't
yeah.
have to be elaborate. Now, we're coming down to the last minute here. Ray, is there anything special you want to say or leave to people?
Keep advancing. Keep growing like a plant outside and focus on doing stuff positive and don't let, people tear you down like a lot of people love to do.
Oh, gosh, yes. They sure do. And stay away from toxic people. Protect yourself. We're always talking. Protect your spiritual self, your physical self. Protect yourself in every way. Protect your family. Protect your animals. Do spiritual protection. Put out the white light of God, and you will see a difference. Just give it a try. Well, I thank you, as always, Ray, for being here, taking time out of your day to join me. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. Well, we wish everybody a blessed full moon, and everybody grow in God's love and light. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
God bless.